Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 1 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, while Tel Aviv remains warm. In Haifa, skies are clear, making for a peaceful evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that Iran rejected demands to stop uranium enrichment and funding Hezbollah after talks failed in Pakistan. Also, Mariv shared that the IDF and Shin Bet eliminated a Hamas cell involved in an October 7th kidnapping from an armored vehicle in Reim. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the U.S. Army will impose a naval blockade on Iran starting tomorrow amid concerns of resumed fighting. Separately, Ynet quoted Prime Minister Netanyahu stating that operations continue in Lebanon, aiming to push back infiltration and missile threats. And finally, the Jerusalem Post noted that the IDF killed Hamas terrorists involved in a previous hostage-taking, including key commanders. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East analyst Seth Franzman expressed agreement with a recent commentary, posting just 31 minutes ago. Tech commentator Dror Poleg highlighted a nuance, writing that the U.S. naval blockade does not affect ships using non-Iranian ports. Meanwhile, i24news_en reported that U.S. Central Command will begin the blockade of maritime traffic at Iranian ports, confirming operational details. Let's go deeper, starting with the Iranian negotiations. Walla reports that Iran's refusal to halt its nuclear enrichment and Hezbollah funding follows failed talks in Pakistan. A senior American official expressed disappointment, stressing the potential for increased regional tensions. Turning to the IDF operations, Mariv detailed how the IDF and Shin Bet forces successfully targeted a Hamas cell responsible for kidnapping Israeli soldiers. This operation highlights ongoing efforts to address threats from Gaza. Meanwhile, the U.S. naval blockade on Iran, reported by Israel Hayom, aims to pressure Tehran amidst failed diplomatic negotiations. The move could strain international relations, particularly affecting global oil markets. In Lebanon, Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments to Ynet underscore the ongoing military operations within the security zone. His remarks reflect Israel's continued focus on mitigating threats from Hezbollah and other militant groups. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's report on the elimination of Hamas terrorists involved in a past hostage-taking marks a significant blow to the group's operations. This action strengthens Israel's stance on counter-terrorism efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business outlines crucial points in rental agreements, highlighting both benefits and risks for property investors in Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that some retail chains require in-person visits for gift card redemptions, affecting consumer convenience during the holiday season. And finally, CTech reports that Anthropic limits access to its advanced AI model, impacting tech giants like Apple and Google, as Israel's tech industry keeps a close watch on AI developments. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.